We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight Anthony Nelson and the Overcomers. How are you, Anthony?
Doing well, HJ. It's a blessing to be with you and your listening audience, and we appreciate the opportunity.
It is a blessing to know that God has continued to bless you, Anthony. The last time we talked about the book. So now we're talking about you venturing out as an artist. But before we talk about that artist venture, let's talk about how one makes that transfer from being that writer, okay, to becoming that singer.
Wow, you know, it's actually pretty interesting and overwhelming to me, HJ. Of course, you and I met 5 years ago or so when I wrote my book, and that God placed in my heart, and I just was obedient to God. And to answer your question, I think that the transition comes when you are obedient to God. And, you know, if you're obedient and committed and dedicated to one gift that he shows you, and you do it for the kingdom and for his glory, then I believe he'll open up other gifts that you may not even know you are aware of. And so it was pretty overwhelming that, you know, 5 years ago or so, he placed a book in my heart. And then, like I said, just being committed and everything for his glory, and then he began to open up other gifts that I wasn't even aware of. So it's just been overwhelming.
Let's talk about love Jesus, love people.
Yes.
Wow. How did you come up with that title? I like that title.
Well, I mean, we all read the scripture in the body of Christ, and when it all boils down to it, HJ, is those two particular commandments. And, you know, I believe in keeping things simple. And when I was fasting and praying and working on the music with the songwriting and the musical composition, you know, and I was like, Lord, man, what would be the title of this project and this album? And it just came as, you know, clear as crystal, is that the title would be Love Jesus, Love People. And it I think all the songs, there'll be 13 songs on the album, I think all the cohesive body of work will all sort of exemplify that title, you know, Love Jesus and Love Others, Love People. And it's just an amazing title, simple but powerful.
The lead single, Broken.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that and Lynn Barnett.
Yes. Well, Lynn is a member of the Overcomers. I've been so blessed and appreciative to have her powerful vocals to bless the body of Christ. And that was one of my first songs that God gave me, HJ. And at the time, you know, my mother had passed away from cancer, and my father had passed several years prior to that. And so I found myself in a really, really tough season, very dark and deep valley. And I wanted to just pin something, you know, with the unction of empower the Holy Spirit, just to bless the body of Christ. Because I believe there's a lot of Christians, and as well as non-believers, that we all go through seasons where we're broken, and we go through despair and depression and things of that nature. And so I believe God placed that in my heart to bless the body of Christ. To, you know, it's good to have songs of praise and, you know, sort of like deep worship, but also to you know, pin a song that really speaks to the everyday lives of people. And that's how that song was formulated, and it's been a blessing, I believe, to many.
We're talking to Anthony Nelson of Anthony Nelson and the Overcomers. Anthony, why is it important to go back to the basics?
Well, I believe, AJ, and I'm sure you do as well, that when you focus on sound doctrine, Everybody in the Overcomers, the entire group, we believe not only in, you know, producing and making sure that the music is good, but we believe in just the pure, you know, orthodox sound doctrine that can speak to people. And, you know, I believe that if you stick with Jesus Christ, he can be crucified on a cross and dying for us and being resurrected in ascension and going back to heaven and continually interceding for us. And if you keep, you know, of course, the music relatively simple, I think that you're able to reach the listeners. And that's you know, what we believe in, and we try to do our best with what God has assigned us to do.
On Love Jesus, Love People, what other songs jump out at you that you want your listener to get?
Wow. I think every song on the album is going to reach, you know, listeners in a different way. We have a song that's actually going to be released next week, Born in Bethlehem. It's sort of classify it as a Christmas track, if you will.
Okay. But
I think it's a song that can be played all throughout the year. It just speaks of Christ, what he was being born in Bethlehem to die for us, to set us free. And in January, there'll be our single right before our album is releasing on January 29th. That next single will be called Dedicate. So it's 13 songs that's, I believe that God really wants to bless the body of Christ as well as non-believers to get them to, gravitate toward Jesus Christ. And so we're just happy. We're just really happy about the project.
Anthony, what's harder, writing a book or writing music for an album?
That's a really good question, HJ. You know, I think both of them can be equally hard and difficult, but I believe that if you just let the Holy Spirit just lead and direct you, he will make both of those tasks, which may seem insurmountable to the flesh, he'll make both of those tasks relatively easy. And, I really can't say which one is harder. I just believe, you know, for those who may have the same calling as a writer and as a songwriter and composer, just let the Holy Spirit lead and direct you. He'll direct your path.
When you release the album, what type of expectations are you putting on it?
Just to let God receive all the glory. You know, I feel that the group and I have been obedient, which is key, to write and to sing and to produce the best music that we can. And we'll see where God takes it. We truly believe that if you humble yourself before God, he will exalt. And we leave the exaltation as far as any accomplishments or achievements and, you know, the Billboard charting and things of that nature, we leave that all to God. But we just want to be obedient and put forth our best effort, and I believe the expectations will follow.
Where can your many fans find you social media-wise?
Social media-wise, we're on Facebook, HJ. We're on Twitter and Instagram and SoundCloud and Reverb Nation. All you have to do is Google us, Anthony Nelson, the Overcomers, and you'll go to our official website. And there you can read about our bio and, you know, just learn about who we are and about our forthcoming projects. And there'll be some videos that'll be coming soon. And there also you can see all of our different social media accounts. So we definitely believe in touching bases and keeping in touch with our followers. And we just appreciate all the love and support and encouragement. It really means a lot.
Anthony, you keep busy. Grass doesn't grow under your feet, huh? Oh, man. Well,
thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Glad to see that you're doing good, and glad to see that there is an elevation and God is continuing to bless you, Anthony, and it has been a pleasure. We want to thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you, Asa, and I pray continual blessings upon your ministry. I'm just excited, and it makes me just elated and happy to see that your ministry is just continuing to grow. You know, like I said, we met 5 years ago or so.
Right, yeah.
God is just continuing to prosper you, man. And so, obviously, you're being obedient, and he's ordering your steps, and it shows. And it's just...
Praise God.
Just, thank you, and we're so appreciative.
Thank you so much. It is our guest, Anthony Nelson, of Anthony Nelson and the Overcomers, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you.